battle axe sweeping across to cut down the first of the monsters charging out of the side corridor.
"Goblins!"
Regis cried, recognizing the diminutive monster as it pitched over backward under the weight of Brunner's blow, big flat feet shooting forward from under it. Caddybri slapped at Guinevar's flank, and the panther leaped away, brushing hard against Wulfgar, who had already started his charge. Wulfgar staggered under the weight of the collision, but stumbled forward anyway, right past a door on the left-hand side of the corridor. And that door flew open behind him, and out poured more goblins, two abreast, war-whooping and waving their crude weapons. Another door down the corridor, just in front of the barbarian, burst open and still more poured out, shouting even louder. Regis leaped past Caddybri, landing solidly with a powerful step and thrust, his rapier stabbing the throat of the nearest creature. Up came his second hand, hand crossbow drawn, and he let fly into the face of a second goblin in the front ranks. The monster shrieked and grabbed at the quarrel, stumbling aside, then getting thrown aside by the one behind it as it pushed through to stab at the halfling with its spear. But Regis already had his dirk in hand, and he caught the thrusting spear between its main blade and one of the side catch blades.
"Aside,"
Caddybri ordered. With a twist of his wrist, Regis snapped the end off of the crude spear. He feigned a counter but complied with Caddybri instead, enacting his prism ring magic and warp-stepping to his right, farther down the corridor, leaving the opening for his magic-using companion. Up came Caddybri's hands, thumbs touching, fingers fanned, and a wave of flames flew from her fingertips, engulfing the goblin clutching at its stabbed throat and the spear-wielder beside it, and the two behind them as well. And in came Regis from the side, rapier plunging home once and again to finish off the burning creature in the second rank, then going out a third time with brilliant speed, catching the nearest goblin in the third rank before it ever even realized that he was there. And Caddybri was casting again, he heard, and a quick glance at her told him to hold the line back from her. At the other end of the hall, Brunner chopped down a second goblin, then blew aside a third and fourth in a single sidelong sweep. Four down already, squirming and dying, but the wild-eyed dwarf was far from sated, for behind those front ranks came larger creatures, hobgoblins and bugbears. Brunner Battlehammer hated nothing more than smelly bugbears. But he hated the one coming in at him even more in that moment, when it blocked his axe swing and countered with a heavy blow of its makeshift club, a club that looked very much like the thick thigh bone of a sturdy dwarf. Brunner accepted the hit, the bone slamming against his one-horned helm. In exchange, he bored in on the creature and caught a handhold of its high jerkin. It hadn't been a fair trade, of course, as the dwarf's ears were surely ringing, but he had to grapple this one and had to pull it back. For in flew Guinevar, right behind the bugbear as the dwarf tugged it forward.
"Ah, no ye don't," he said to the creature and to Guinevar, warding her away from this one.
He spun around and heaved the bugbear the other way across the hole.
"You're mine, ye dog!"
The bugbear, much taller and twice as heavy as Brunner, hadn't gone far, of course, and it howled and leaped for him, more than eager to grant him that wish. Brunner met the charge with his own fury, launching a series of short and powerful chops to drive his enemy back against the wall, his focus entirely on the bugbear, entirely on its weapon, entirely on his own decomposed leg. And that was his mistake, he suddenly realized. For while he couldn't help but hear the cries and roars of Guinevar's fury behind him, a second bugbear had slipped past the panther, and now its spear slipped through a seam in Brunner's armor, biting into the dwarf's back. Wulfgar fully recovered from the brush of the leaping panther and turned his attention on the hobgoblins and bugbears spilling out into the corridor from the door in front of him. He tried to make sense of the chaotic scene, but a couple of things struck him as curious. First, several of these goblin kin were not dressed in the typical hides or smelly sackcloth one might expect of such creatures, nor even in pilfered leather armor. No, they wore the fine dress of the dark elves, the smooth shirts and flowing capes, and even the fabulous armor. But even with that oddity clear to see, their demeanor seemed even more curious to Wulfgar. They had not burst out, as had the others, to leap into battle, it seemed, but rather to flee.
And so the first in line, a thick-chested hobgoblin of around Wolfgar's own height, seemed hardly even aware of the barbarian's presence and made a last-moment, too-late attempt to block the heavy swing of Aegis Fang, the warhammer shattering its ribs and blasting its breath away and blasting the hobgoblin away to the ground. A second nearby brute lifted its club to strike, but Wolfgar was too close and caught it by the arm with his free hand. He shoved it away and yanked it back, and then brutally a second time, and then a third, and in this last collision, the barbarian snapped his forehead into the hobgoblin's face, splattering its nose. He hit the dazed creature with a second and a third headbutt, then threw it down to the floor before him, right in the path of a closing bugbear, which stumbled and lurched forward, putting its face right in the path of a swinging Aegis Fang. Wolfgar leaped and called out to his god, landing with a determined stomp of his boot onto the struggling hobgoblin's neck. The mighty barbarian reached for his silver horn, thinking of summoning reinforcements from the halls of his warrior god. He held back, though, when he at last realized the reason for the commotion with this group. In the room through the open door, more monsters battled, though most seemed to want only to flee. And in their midst swirled the scimitar dance the barbarian knew all too well, the brilliant spin of a martial display he had not witnessed in more than a century. Drizzt worked around a growing pool of blood, slicing through ranks of goblins, hobgoblins, and bugbears with wild abandon. Wolfgar reminded himself to focus on his own pressing needs, and almost too late, as a bugbear leaped in at him, sword raised above its head. He thrust out Aegis Fang straight ahead, spear-like with both hands, the heavy hammerhead thumping into the bugbear with jarring force. Not enough to stop the creature, but enough to buy Wolfgar the time he needed. The barbarian dropped his shoulder and drove forward, under the cut of the sword, and as the bugbear tried to regain its interrupted momentum, it pitched right over the bent-over man. Or would have, except that Wolfgar dropped his hammer and grabbed the tumbling beast as he came up fast, lifting the bugbear right over his head. He turned and flung it onto the opposite wall of the corridor, into another door actually, which exploded under the weight of the impact, leaving the bugbear sprawled in a tumble of broken wood. The barbarian swung around. A pair of goblins leaped in at him, their spears thrusting, for now he appeared unarmed. Behind them stood another bugbear. And in the room beyond, Drizzt fought 1 against 10, and any momentum the drow had gained with his obvious surprise assault seemed gone by then. "Drizzt!" Wolfgar started to cry out, but his voice and his vision